background, from law, from government background.
Yeah.
But very, very few people, even the NGO folks, are really still not really activists. They're more like NGO workers, you know, not governmental groups.
Yeah.
But they're not really organizers, as political organizers from the ground up. So very, very few true organizers, you know.
So, what are you looking for in a new car? I don't know. Something fast and furious?
This is the...
Very few. Can I go ahead?
Very few true organizers, meaning from the ground up, people, you know, connected, and they live, they're rooted in the community, you know. Very, very few.
What about through the organizing? Do people, new leaders, not emerge from the ground up?
They emerge, but you gotta understand, I mean, most folks have very limited education.
Yeah.
Even if they went to school, high school, or whatever, you know. One thing is to know your stuff from the ground up, you know, you know, because you lived it.
Yeah.
And another thing is to actually have the theories and the concepts and the deeper, sort of more refined understandings. So there's a lot of people here and a lot of practical experience of, because they live in a situation and they have a lot of knowledge that other people don't.
Yeah.
That's the kicker, you know. These folks have all the experience in the world at the ground level, but they don't have the refinement in the language and the lexicon of the sort of like how these things understood at a larger level.
Yeah.
Or really they might not necessarily have even the intention of something even larger than that, you know. Meaning they're a lot of the folks that they really care about is very parochial, very local, very, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Very segregated as well, too. Meaning, like, you're not gonna see the African Americans community fighting for the rights of migrants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, for example, like, in the church world, you're not gonna see many of the, you know, Latter-day Saints church getting involved in housing issues.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, so it's all these things. Yeah, I understand the difference between the Calvinist religious versus the Wesleyan mindset. You know, I don't know if you know any about this, but it's sort of like that's sort of like the... It depends on the theology or the particular church you attend. You're less or more likely to get involved in social activism.
Yeah.
So you have to, you know, sort of really understand all those things. And people at the local level... They're very parochial in that sense, that they're very much into, you know, whether it's migrant rights, workers' rights, you know, gay rights, women's rights. They're all separated. And very seldom do they come together.
Yeah.
Union, you know, it's a different world, you know. Union organizing. So it's silos. And very little cross-pollination. Because, again, they're afraid of... Everybody wants to have the most numbers and the most, so they can show their supporters that they're really working out and so they deserve more funding. And so their funding mechanism is tied up to that sort of sense of possession of data, possession of how many people in the group.
Yeah.
And of course that really goes, in my mind, it works against what's more interesting or valuable about these organizations, you know? So everybody that organizes a march, they want to take the full credit for whatever happens there without really acknowledging that it happens because everybody else is getting together and you get this stupidity starts to happen, you know?
Yeah.
So the Women's March, for example, there's about 7 groups that are taking sort of credit for organizing the Women's March.
Yeah.
And so it was everybody and nobody, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Everybody, it's the moment.
Yeah, but the purpose of the bloody thing was not to get credit.
Right, exactly. And then that's the what really bothers folks like me, you know?
Yeah.
To get involved in something is either to be absorbed by somebody else that you don't even know what's going on, or to be antagonistic to people that you actually like, you know? But it's just a headache. But you just care about the actual subject matter, you know?
Yeah.
So it becomes a war of who collects the data and who's going to speak up front of the crowd and who talks to the media.
Who speaks first? Who speaks second?
And this is when this is when it all goes south, you know? And at the end of the day, the Democratic Party is going to try to absorb all of that into its camp as
an electoral machine.
Right. This is when it all turns into crap, you know? Because, I don't know, it's just... So I have a lot of, you can probably tell, a lot of issues with the left in terms of how they actually achieve or move forward.
Yeah.
But I also see that it's a structural matter when the funding is somehow tied to So the incentives for funding is somehow associated with territorial control and with dominance.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know,
liberation.
Building relationships and being effective across different agendas, you know? So we had a housing issue, and suddenly these unions wanted to get involved.
Yeah.
Because a handful of union members were part of the situation that we're trying to fix. Yeah, we're gonna get involved in the union, SEIU, blah, blah, blah. You look local, something of the other, and I'm like, Jesus Christ. Thank you, like, we'll take care of this. I mean, you can do as you please, you know? We don't wanna be associated with, especially when you work with churches. Churches have a specific way of dealing with these things that their number one choice is not to, is they're not gonna be confrontational, you know,
yeah.
At first.
Yeah.
Not that they can't, it's that they prefer to be, to escalate that gradually.
Yeah.
So because they had to tend to both wolves and sheep, you know.
Yeah.
So they had to, they have this position that where like they wanna see if through basic reasoning, basic explaining, and basically bringing the parties together, things can work out. So, I mean, this is a, let me go back to the city, it's a small city, but compared to New York, of course. But it's a beautiful little city, you know, like mid-sized
yeah,
city.
It is.
It's an old city, so that's the Central Park area, it's called the Boston Commons. And
I went for a walk here the other day.
Mm-hmm.
I think. Is the state house around here somewhere?
The who?
The state.
The state?
House.
State house, yeah.
Yep.
It's on the same street. But like I said, it's sort of like it's one way this way, and then you have to go around and it's two ways, the same street. And it's you know, like right now, right here is two ways from here to there. You see that? And it's one way that way. You see?
Yeah.
One way that we're coming this way.